Can this begin, guys?
I waited. It's
all right. Let's go. Where is everybody? It's mine. We got to do this mine. Okay, let's begin. First thing I wanted to begin with is the Indian of the Ksuba, and then we'll go to the Sugya Nine A, and then we'll go to the Sugya Machazokim. Okay? Then if we have time, we'll start again. So the first thing is, we pointed out in this whole Sugya here of Mishra Astani Nenasti and Yubez and Bez, the Tosis Rid is a beautiful, a lot of Kedushim in this Tosis Rid that I want you to see. But the Tosis Rid says clearly the dispute between the man and the woman is assuming a certain premise. And that premise is that an Arusa gets a Ksuba. Okay? That's clearly from the Tosis Rid. I mean, Daniel pointed out in Seder, Nistapcha Sadeu. She says to him, you're already mechuyev to me in the Ksuba. Done. So that's assuming that the Ksuba comes into play when Shmishas Erison. Otherwise, he could claim, you know what, it's a Mekach Tos. You know, by the time in the Suin, you're a Ba'ula, forget it. So the simplest reading of the Mishnah, the Tosis Rid points out that Arusa gets a Ksuba. We said that's difficult. Why is that difficult? Because there are three sugyas in Shas. Ksubas pei tesam and beis, but mitzi yedzayin and beis yedchesam and aleph. The Gemara has a shiloh whether an arusa gets a ksuba or not. And the Gemara never once quotes a raya from our Mishnah. L'chura should be a beautiful raya. Moreover, we said over from the Rambam, Daniel, that an arusa never gets a ksuba. That's what we said from Ravon Swag Shlita against the Tosis. The Rambam is perik yud halach yud aleph. That an Arusa never gets a Ksuba. So how's it going to be Mahazma the Mishnah? Okay. So what we wanted to say is Rabbi Kivager, let's get this. Rabbi Kivager writes, let's get this first Mahalach. He claims his Pashut, like Daniel said, you cannot say it's a Mekach Tos. She said your fields are flooded. She definitely wins. The question is, where a Ksuba will be 100 or 200? So if you assume that the Ksuba is 100, the Chiyu started Bishas Nesuin, and she's a Bula. And therefore, we have to say that the Mishnah, if you're talking like the Manam Arusa doesn't get a Ksuba, that he wrote her a Ksuba Bishas Erison. So even though Misad Ksubas Nesuin, she only gets 100. But since he wrote to her from the beginning, from the time the Erison, she'll get 200. She gets 100 from the base Nesuin. She gets another 100 because he wrote down Mishas Erison. That's what Rabbi Kivager writes, okay? So you have to say beferish l'maisa, that it's not a what? That it's not a mekach tos. And the svara is that even if you hold an arusa doesn't get a ksuba, even though generally arusa doesn't get a ksuba, but here she gets a ksuba, because Reb Reuven Grozinski, the great Rosh Yeshiva in Torah Vadas, Zatzal pointed out, that b'shas nesuin, she's a b'ula, so why is she chayv 200? Because b'shas erison, he was beschayv himself in a ksuba, b'shas nesuin. That it should click in b'shas nesuin, and since she was a besula be'erison, he's chayav to give her 200 b'shas nesuin, even though in the meantime she was what? She had bia. So that's the reason why it's nistap chesadei. Okay, so that's what Rabbi Kivager says. So Nachama, let's get this. The simplest reading of the Mishnah Yaakov is that the Tosis Rid claims that what that the Mishnah says that there's a chiyav ksuba from the time of erison. Very good. How does that square with the shilas and shas? And moreover, the Rambam says that Arusa doesn't get a Ksuba. So what Rabbi Kivager writes, Johnny, Gabi, please, smart. We gotta do it. We gotta do it. But it's good to see you though. Okay? So what we're saying is, again, come on. Nachamol. The Mishnah is assuming, according to Tosis Rid, that the Arusa gets a Ksuba. What do you do with the three sugyas in Shas that have a shiloh? The Rambam says in Arusa doesn't get a ksuba perik yud halacha yud aleph. So Rabbi Kivager says it's pashut that it's not a mekach tos. She says nistapcha sadeu. The shiloh is that she get 100 or 200. So what you have to say that if you assume an Arusa doesn't get a ksuba, but the case is she wrote a ksuba, he wrote to her a ksuba be'erison, and therefore if he wrote a ksuba b'shas erison, even though mitzad the ksubas nesuin, she only gets 100, but because he added on b'shas erison, she gets 200. And what's the sad to say that an Arusu never gets a Ksuba, all of a sudden here she gets? So Reb Reuven Grozinski says, is that Bishas Erison, he was Mishchayv himself to give a Ksuba of 200 Bishas Nesuin. I actually became a Bula in the meantime, so what? Nistap Chesadeh. Okay. Comes along Dor Sameach, please get it. And Dor Sameach says in Pirik Yid Aleph, Allah Yid Aleph, 11, 11, he says, you know what? The Rambam generally holds that Arusa doesn't get a ksuba, like we said. So what's going on here? Why did she get her ksuba? So you must say, and this will be a segue when we get to Ayin Hey. You must say, and Daniel said this over very nicely in Seder, that any moom or accident that happens, that at least he becomes aware of after the Nisuin happens, he doesn't care. He doesn't care. He's not makbid. Because they're already married, he's willing to live with it. Everyone has their baggage, right? That's the phrase, right? Everyone comes into a marriage, has a baggage. He found Moomin, or God forbid she was raped. They're already married. He says, you know what? He doesn't mind. And therefore, Nistab Chasadeu, he says it was his mazel, caused it. What's he supposed to do? Therefore, she gets a ksuba of 200. That's what Dor Sameach says. Dor Sameach says that even though the Ram normally says that Arusa doesn't get a ksuba, so what you have to say here is that the reason why she didn't lose the ksuba is because these things came about afterwards, okay? Daniel, they came about after the Nisuin, he's willing to live with it already, since they already got married. And he's willing to say that it's his wife, he's not makbid to mavato the Nisuin. They stopped because they mazlo garim, and his garim caused it. So Lamaisi, you see clearly that if you say like Dor Sameach, I want you to get this down, you can, please get this down, because you can say according to Dor Sameach that he didn't write anything. So Rabbi Kivager says you have to make him a kimta that he wrote something. That he wrote a ksuba. According to Dor Sameach, you don't have to say he wrote it. Even though Arusa normally gets a ksuba, but you're already holding after Nisuin. You follow me? And he says he'll let it go. Because these things came up, he became aware of after the Nisuin. See, according to Rabbi Kivager, it comes out very interestingly that the ksubas Nisuin you'll collect from Mishubadim, right? And the ksuba that he wrote that starts Mishas Erisin you'll only collect from Bnei Chorin. Remember, that would be a chiluv according to Rabbi Kivager. So that's what we have, Lamaisa. That's the number one part of the first mahalik. Okay, Daniel, you got me. I want you to get this down. It's very important. Truth is, if I see Ravonswag, I wanted to tell him first. We have that kasha in this mahalik. Remember, we had that kasha from Mr. Mazurik. We had a kasha, Lamaisa. That how could the shir be like a shava prut if the whole word is that create airspace? I mean, it's a dollar. You know what I mean? Remember, we had that kasha. Number two, this sugya is very germane to that shiloh. He opened up the whole shtickle tire of Machleis Ram and Taisus. Machleis Ram and Taisus. Lomais, it doesn't Arusa have a ksuba. Mishnah with Daf Yud Beis with the Taisus Rid. Right? So Mishnah with Daf Yud Beis. Okay. So what emerges from this is that there are three shitas. What's the din if you hold an Arusa doesn't have a ksuba and you find out she was raped between Erisin and Nisuin? What are the three shitas? What do you say? According to the Dor Sameach and the Rambam, she still gets 200. Because, like you said, he's for filing, he's willing to let it go. According to the other extreme, the Tosis Rid says, Nekach Tos. He's done. She gets zero. If you hold like that Shita, then Arusa doesn't get a Ksuba. The simplest reading of the Mishnah is Arusa does get a Ksuba. But if you hold like the Shad, then Arusa doesn't get a Ksuba, and she's raped after Arusa, Nekach Tos, done. The middle Shita is who, Rabbi Kivega, that says she gets 100. She gets 100 because 100 from the Ksubas Nisuin, and plus he had it on from the Eris. Okay, so really it's three Shitas. Please get that down. Yeah, there are three Shitas, Shimon, on the side that Arusa doesn't get a Ksuba. What happens if she's raped between Eris and Nisuin? So according to Rosh Hashanah, you get 200 because you're holding after Nisuin anyway. He says, let it go. He says it must be his luck that caused it. The other extreme is that the Tesrit says, no, it's a Mekach Tos. Maybe he doesn't even need a get. He can walk away from her, maybe. And number two, in the middle sheet, the number three is who? Is Rabbi Kivager that says at least you'll get 100. You cannot say a Mekach Tos. It says Nistab Chasadeu. Okay, good. That's the first part of the first mahalik. Second part of the first mahalik is the Beis Shmuel quoting the Shulta Giburim. The Beis Shmuel quotes the Shulta Giburim in Simen Samaches Sifkon Chav Gimel. Says the Beis Shmuel in Simen Samaches Sifkon Chav Gimel, Shem the Shulta Giburim. What's the din where the woman is raped after Erisin, like our Mishnah? You know what he says? She gets 200, like Rabbi Gamliel. Yes? She gets 200, like Rabbi Gamliel. However, she doesn't get the Tosefis. You know, the Tosefis is the added money he adds on. And everything's standard in American. So they actually say how much he's going to put in. 100,000, 200,000. They actually write it in the Ksuba, how much money he's going to put in. 300,000, 400,000. The more money, the more that he loves her, based on Ravon Sachs Pshat. But he wants to tie in that the Shulta Giburim says that in such a case where she was raped between Eris and Nisuin, she'll get her Ksuba 200, not Tosefis. Because the Tosefis was the assumption that he only's giving this extra money that she'd be a Besula B'Shas Nisuin. And she's not, unfortunately. She was raped, God forbid. So comes along the Bnei Ahuva. The Bnei Ahuva says, we don't paskin like the Shulta Geburim. Why not? Because the Shulta Geburim is working with the Shita, then Arusa gets a ksuba. But according to the Rambam, that an Arusa does not get a ksuba. And here we're talking about a unique case that he wrote the ksuba b'shas erusin. It's muchach that he wrote the ksuba b'shas erusin. He's giving her the whole lock, stock, and barrel, everything, no matter what happens. You don't give me this tanai that the Tosefos has only written, you know, amanas that she's a ksuba b'shas nesuin. The whole, according to Rambam, there's no ksuba at all, generally, for an Arusa. Here he wrote the thing. If he wrote the thing, he's mekabel upon himself everything. So therefore, Lamaisa, moreover, the Beis Meir says the Shulta Geburim is not Mukhruch anyway. Because, as you said, Maslo Garim Daniel, Nistap Chosadeu. He's already holding, you know what, it's his luck, bad luck. Nistap Chosadeu, she's treated like a Basulu, B'shasta Suin. Give her everything, lock, stock, and barrel. So therefore, the Bnei Ahuva is beautiful Ha'ariz, and the Beis Meir, it's very hard to quote the Shulta Geburim straight up and say that she gets the Iker, not Tosefes. She can think Zach on that very strongly. And say she should get the whole thing, lock, stock, and barrel. Get the whole thing.
Why should she get the whole thing?
Because we're going like the Rambam. First of all, we hold like the Rambam, Ladini. He's assuming like the Shita that Arusa gets a ksuba. You follow me, Pinnus? But we hold like the Rambam that Arusa doesn't get a ksuba. And here are the special cases. He wrote it to her. So if he wrote it to her, that means he wrote it to her, lock, stock, and barrel. That he's mechayev himself in everything. That she stop with Sadeu, she should be treated like the Beis Meir says. She should be treated like a Basul B'Shas Nesuin. It's not like he wrote the Tosefis only if you're a Basul B'Shas Nesuin. He's Mechayim himself in everything. However, the Or Sameach comes along and says that the Shulta Giburim is also talking about a situation where you wrote the Ksuba B'Shas Erisin. The Or Sameach has a different shot even in the Shulta Giburim against the Beis Shmuel. Against the Beis Shmuel and the Bnei Ahuva. The Bnei Ahuva assumed that the Shulta Geburim is working with the Shita that Arusa gets a ksuba straight up, not that he wrote anything. Comes to Or Sameach, no! The Shulta Geburim is also assuming that he wrote a special ksuba. But the difference is between the Iker and the Tosefis. The Iker is Chai B'Shas Erisin. And therefore, what? Even if she has Bia between Erisin and Sun, she's raped, you don't lose anything because you wrote it. But the Tosefis is only Chai B'Kiksim B'Shas Nesuit. And that's what Daniel pointed out very astutely in Shir, after Shir yesterday, before Mincha. He said, Rabbi, I don't know if it's before Mincha, after Mincha, I don't remember. But after Mincha, in the Mishnah, in the beginning of the fifth parak of Afalpi, says you only have a Rebbe Lazar ben Azariah, we paskin like that, you only get a what? You only get the Tosefis when he's in this Kanis L'Chuppah. You only get the Tosefis kicks in only when you get to the Chuppah, and he was assuming she's a Psula. So therefore, you could touch the Shulta Geburim in the same vein. The Shulta Geburim says you get the Iker, but it's a special case where you wrote it, but you only get the Iker, but you don't get the Tosefis. Because the Tosefos is only if she's a B'sul B'Shas Nesuin. And he goes on to say in that piece, Dor Sameach, that the Ram holds no. The Ram holds you get lock, stock, and barrel, everything. Iker and Tosefos. And then we pointed out that Rabbeinu Hanan on Sanhedrin Daf Yud holds like the what? The Tosefos Rid, that if an Arusa doesn't get a Ksuba at all, then in a Hanami she loses everything. She's raped, she loses everything. Like the sheet that we said from, there's a Rabbeinu Hanan on Sanhedrin Daf Yud mouth holds like the Tosefos Rid. So this is the mahalik that we have. The first mahalik I wanted you to get a box soup. Okay, yeah, go ahead. What do you say, John?
How does the Shulta Giburim. How does he go with how we pass in Parakamishi that we say Tosefta Ketsuba Domya? I mean, the
Tosefta
has to equal the Ksuba. So
no, Tosefta Ketsuba Domya is for all intents and purposes for most dinim, but not everything. When it's a standard ksuba, a Tosefis is like a regular ksuba. But here it's not standard because we're dealing with an Arusa, okay? And Arusa literally doesn't get her own ksuba, but if you wrote it up, it chaps only the Gabi Iker, not the Gabi the Tosefis. Okay, very good. That's the first bach. Pinchas Klor. So Or Sameach builds this up. He has a shot in the Rambam that's unique. Rabbi Kivager says, you have to say, Rambam, you wrote something. Or Sameach says, no, you don't have to say you wrote anything. Right? Stop Chosadeu. And then Or Sameach has another unique beer in the Shulta Geburim against the Beis Shmuel. That also the Shulta Geburim is assuming you wrote it. Not like the Beis Shmuel and the Bnei Ahuva, they were assuming like the Shita that Arusa writes a ksuba. Okay. So we should say this whole shtickle there's a suffit. In the Beis Yitzchak, we should put a whole suffit to a Ron Sag shtickle of Aksuba the Rest of the Rabbana. This shtickle about the ksuba, the Sugya Dafi Beis and the Beis. As a whole suffit. As all suffit. You hear what I'm saying? As a whole suffit. Okay. That's number one, Mahal. We got it, Klor? Two, let's go. Ayin Hayim et Aleph, guys. Let's take a look. Everyone have the Gemara Ayin Hayim et Aleph? It's unbelievable sugya here, Geshmaka sugya, which I'm glad that we did, that I thought of last night to do, Lamaisa, because it's very connected. You're doing this sugya, Klarkite, Baruch Eschuchas, how can you leave alone, I ain't ham it off. So let's see inside. Jeremy, let's go. Let's read the Gemara. Go ahead. I ain't ham it off, the Mishnah in the bottom. Let's go, guys. Look inside. Okay, we got it? Go ahead. What do you say?
I have a mumin beod of the Beit Aviyah.
Oh.
Ha'av tarif la'aviyah raya.
So Beit Aviyah means what? What does Beit Aviyah mean? Still before Nisuin. Erisin, you know, she's still... Remember, I think I said this over to you guys. We went over when we went... When Masada Kedushin, when I went over them in Hoggis the first semester, you know, there's the Kos Erisin and the Kos Nisuin. Actually, I think we discussed it this semester, no? No, it was last... It was this semester, yeah? Yeah, with the Sheva Brachos, yeah. Remember I said that by the Kos Erisin, she's still under her parents... She's a Bogaris, but since she's an Arusa, she's still like her connected to her parents. Really not, because she's a Bogaris. So that's why I'm a Chabad her parents. So the father, remember we said? Her father gives to the Chassan his new son-in-law, and her mother gives to her. Then after you do the Kedushin, and after you do the Mesiris Aksuba and the Kriyas Aksuba, then she's the Sheva Brachos, then she's Nisuin. She's under his auspices. You honor his parents, Shalom. This is the Mesor I got from Nachman Kayin Shlita. So what do? You honor his parents. So the father, the Chassan, gives to his own son, and the mother, the Chassan, gives to her new daughter-in-law. Okay? It's a good way of remembering it. And also, I also don't like to switch up. A lot of times I've seen at weddings, it makes me uncomfortable. They switch, they do crisscross the couples. Keep the one husband and wife doing one thing, the other husband and wife doing the other thing. You know what I'm saying? What, I've seen that the husband of one side and the wife does the first one. You know, don't crisscross. Stick with the same couple. The mother's parents does that cup of Erisin. The father's parents does the cup of Nisuin. Okay, so let's see. Go again, Nachamo. Let's see the Mishnah again. Go ahead, what do you say? Yes. Halalu. Okay, basically, what does that mean? Who wins?
The Baal.
The Baal wins. Until the father brings a raya that they're removing, the husband wins. Yes? And the husband wins, he doesn't have to pay. He got deceived. She had blemishes. She had blemishes, she shouldn't have to pay a penny. Let the father bring a raya that this woman came up after Erisim. Until the father brings a raya, the husband wins. Done. Who does that smack like? Rabbi Yeshua or Rabbi Gamliel? This ferasha. Rabbi Yeshua, excellent. Go ahead. Nachamo, weiter. Not Nachamo, weiter in the Mishnah. Excellent. You get into the reshus of the husband, and then the mumim what? The mumim exist, they come about. So who wins? The father wins. The husband has to bring a raya that they existed beforehand. Go ahead. The chachamim omrim. That's if they're, you know, private mumim, you know, that no one could have known about. Go ahead. Forget about it. If they're mumim shebegalui, the father wins, slam dunk, right? I mean, he saw the mumiki and he went ahead and married her. Obviously, it didn't bother him. Go ahead. Yeah, he could have checked her with his relatives that are women, and they could have checked. And you know what? The truth of the matter is that because he could, not because he could have, he did. We assumed that he did, and therefore, what any mumim that came about that his feminine relatives told him about, he obviously didn't bother him. So again, what? The father wins, he loses. Okay, let's see the Gemara, guys. Ellie, clear? We got this? Go ahead. You got to keep the sugya in mind when you do your bays. I remember years ago from Shmuel Nachum Shlita, we did the sugya corresponding. You can't do the bays without doing the INA. And conversely, go ahead. Time up. Oh, so that's exactly the duke we said. If the father brings a raya, he wins. But if he doesn't, the husband wins. Go ahead, money.
Money, Rabbi Shuhi.
Oh, Dalmar. You learn Ayin Hei, you didn't learn Yibes. What's with piano Chayim? What is it? Well, we know. Yibes and Bez. It's Rabbi Shuhi's Rosh, right? Go ahead. Oh. Oh. So who wins if the Baal doesn't bring a ride? The father. Who is that? A son? Right, the father and daughter on the same side. So you raise this Rabbi Shua, safe as Rabbi Gamliel? Go ahead. Yeah? Tavra, break it up. No big deal. Oh, whoever learned the Reish is not the same one who put together the Sefer. The Reish is Rabbi Shua, the Sefer is Rabbi Gamliel. One answer. We're going to do three answers today, guys, to solve that kasha. First answer is no big deal. The Reish is Rabbi Shua, safe is Rabbi Shua, safe Rabbi Gamliel. Go ahead now. No, lo tema. Don't tell me Rabbi Shua discounts a cheskes aguf, and he goes with cheskes mamon. Ella. That's only when the cheskes mamon is there. Pitzar cheskes. About what? Oh, what's the raya that he goes by a cheskes aguf? The sanya. If the scab of a mitzora is before the white hair. Tommy, is it Tommy Mukhlet? Go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, Rabbi Shua Omer. Keha, what does Keha mean? Go ahead. Rabbi Shua Omer Keha. My Keha.
Amar Rabba Keha Tahor.
Oh, Keha is a Lashon of Tar. So you see the Rabbi Shua goes by Cheska Sakuf. You don't know whether the guy's Tommy or not, so we assume that it's a situation where what? Where it was Keha. The suffix, the din is it would go by Cheskes Guf Tzar. So you see, don't tell me the Rabbi Shua categorically discounts a Cheskes Aguf. He discounts a Cheskes Aguf against a Cheskes Mamon. But when it's in a vacuum, Cheskes Guf he goes with. Okay? Oh. Go ahead. So now we're up to, we have one answer so far. Now we're going to do Rav and Ravash. Ravash is, we're going to skip a little bit. Ravash is an ayin vav. But first we do Rav. Go ahead.
Rav Amar, Risha Kan Nimtu V'Khan Hayu.
Wow.
Sefanami Kan Nimtu V'Khan Hayu.
Yossi, you with me? This is the klal kan nimsa kan hayu. Basically what this is the following. Let's plug it in. In the Reisha, where were the mumim found? In the Beis Aviyah, meaning between Erison and Nisuin. So you project backwards like a chazaka d'hashta. You remember chazaka d'hashta? You take what's now and project backwards. That means what window were you in? You were in the father's window. Go all the way back that the mumim exist even before the Erison. So therefore the husband was deceived, and that's why he wins. Until the father can bring a riot. That's the ratio. You got it? That's what kan nimsa kan hayu means. The mumim emerged in the window of between Eris and Nisuin. That's Rishus Baal, Rishus the father. Project backwards that they always existed, these mumim, even before Eris. That shows that he wins. He was deceived, the husband. You got me? The whole Mishnah is Rabbi Gamliel, though. But we have a klal of kan nimsa kan hayu. What's the Sefer? Where did the Mumim emerge? After Nisuin. And that's Rishus who? That's Rishus Baal. Stick in that window. If you stick in that window, what happens? It doesn't go against the Cheskes Aguf. The Cheskes Aguf tells me what? That she was good, good, good until when? She was good all the way till when? Throughout the Erisin and Nisuin, she was good. So he wasn't deceived. The father wins. And until the husband brings a riot, the father wins. You got what I'm saying? Kan nimsa kan hayu means stick in that window when they were found. In the race, they were found in Rishus Aviyah, go all the way back, she was Rishus Aviyah even before Erison. So therefore, the husband wins. In the Seifa, stick in that window, it was only Rishus Baal. It was only Rishus Baal, she was clean all the way up to where she got to Rishus Baal. Therefore, what? She wins. You got me? That's the answer, kan nimsa kan hayu. Chlor Gabi? That's the answer. It's a beautiful pshat. We're going to go with Rashi. The pshat is, it's a svar of Alma. It's not a chazak. It's a svar of Alma. Ligroa mikkoa cheskes aguf. It's a svar of Alma. Kan nimsa kan hayu. That's the way the Shita B'Gubetzis wants to quote Rashi. Okay? That's what he wants to say. It's a reyes lomai. That's what we want to tie in. The Shita B'Gubetzis says in Rashi. It's not a chazak. It's a svar of Alma. Ligroa cheskes aguf. The way Rebbe Chonin says it, os rey samach vav in the Kobet Shiurim. He says, according to Rashi, Toys Kanim says a reis in the Cheskes Aguf. It's not a reis in the safe. Because it only emerged, which is what? Which is the Baal. I broke my head on this terrace. And thank you to Beryl and Germ. We were working through this. Okay? You got this, Chlor? Alright? That's what Rabbi Chana wants to say. That according to Rashi and Toys, Lamaisa, it's considered to be a reis of the Cheskes Aguf. Okay. We got it? Oh, you write down in your notes. He points out the Ran holds it's a chazaka vados. It's not just a reis. Kan nimsa kan a chazaka vados. Okay. Oh, so we got the teretz. Now listen to this. Listen to this. Let's do the Tysus on the bottom. Before the Tysus, Rashi. Do that Rashi for me, please. Rav Amar. Everyone got it? Take a look. Rav Amar. Show them. You got, does the computer get up to your hand base? Okay, great. Go ahead. Rav Amar. I thought it was all your first pair. Okay, go ahead. Rav Amar. Go ahead. Rav Amar.
Rav Amar. Rav Amar. Rav Amar. Rav Amar.
Oh! Because we paskin like him in the first pair. So Rava was motivated to make the whole Mishnah like Rav Gamliel. Go ahead. Right, it's a reyes chazaka de av, dikele meimar. Oh, we project all the way it was existed earlier, right? Right, Daniel? Yes? Go ahead. Now I would tell you to underline this 50 times, this line. Go ahead to Pirakama. He's making a comment on our sugya, guys. If you're a Baki Biksubis and you're learning your base and base, you say, excuse me, did you learn Rashi and Tosis and Ayin Ham and base? If you didn't, then you're not a Baki in that sugya. Look what Rashi says. With Pirakama Nami. Oh, so what is Rashi saying? Rashi saying also in the first parak, what's the case? What's the case? She already had Nisuin, yes? And therefore the Cheskes of Avia was no Reyesa. It was only within the window of who? It was only within the window of the Rishus Baal. That's where the problem emerged. And therefore what? And therefore she wins. Therefore, the halacha she wins, just like we're saying in what in the seifa. I mean, a seifa, our seifa, lemais is exactly what is exactly that lemais. And the whole mishnah is Rabbi Gamliel, right? The whole mishnah is Rabbi Gamliel, and it depends what in the ratio of our mishnah it happened b'shus ha'av, right? And therefore, in the parakama lemais, she was nichlas rusa baal already. So our mishnah is equivalent to what? Equivalent to the seifa, and therefore works beautifully. You got me, Daniel? Oh, yeah. Let's look at the Tosfos in the bottom. Ellie, clear? Rashi's making a comment on our sugya that she's already Rishus HaBaal. Okay? She's already Rishus HaBaal. Zok Tosfos, go ahead. Reisha Khan.
Reisha Khan Yudu Khan Hayu. Velo Mati Vememar Hasha Hamed Rishus HaAval Chazkato. De Hayidrale Shinim Tzu Rishuto Hilka Chazlin Obadar Chazkat Mamot.
Right, you can't say that what? That we should stand at Rishus HaAval Chazkato, right? Because there's a reis. There's a reis in his reshus. Therefore, we go by the chesed mom and the husband doesn't have to pay. He's commenting on the ratio of the sugya that the husband wins. The he omeris, now he comments on our sugya.
The he omeris, Mishasar Kanina Nasti, Hadam Nimtet Reuta,
Birshut Aval. Oh, that's what Rashi said. Go ahead.
The
Iri, okay, up till now, Rashi is saying the same thing. They're saying the same thing. Go ahead, the Iri. Wow. What is supposed to say here? Tosfos is an amazing shot. He says you must say that our sugya is talking about Ellie, that there was time that she could have been raped after the nisuin by another man. You have to say that. Daniel, you with me? You have to say that, he says. Because if there was no time, then the reyesa really happens where? Versus the father. And therefore, if it happened versus the father, then you're in big trouble. Then there's a reyesa in his chazaka, and there's no way that what that she should win and the father should win. That's what Tosfos is commenting. Tosfos is commenting, you have to say there was a window of time where after the nisuin, she could have been raped by another man. So the reyesa emerged in his reshus, and therefore the chazaka of the father remains strong, and therefore, halacha lemaisa, she'll get her 200. Eli, you got me? That's Tosis and Rashi and Tosis Pshat here. Halacha l'maisa. That's what he says, because if it's for sure that she wasn't Nefesh Mishanises, even though she's Nicholas Lushus Obal, it doesn't make a difference. The Chazaka went up in smoke. You follow me? And therefore, what? He should win. So Rashi and Tosis make an amazing comment here, okay? They make an amazing comment here, and the amazing comment is that they're making a touch on our Mishnah. Today, our whole first Mahalach and Shir was that we assume that Arusa has a Ksuba. The second Mahalach is Tosis, Rashi, Tosis, and Ayin Haim and Bays are assuming that you must say there was a window of time where she could have been raped by another man. Okay? That's what you have to say. That's what Rashi and Tosis say black on white. Now, I have to tell you, okay? I have to tell you that the following, and that is, and we were Madaik and Rashi the same thing, okay? The Ram here on Lamed Hey Amad Aleph and the Dape Arif and Dibra Masko Garsinan doesn't like it. Why doesn't he like Rashi and Tosis Pshat? Because what's its mashma from the Mishnah? That immediately after the wedding, this machlokas arose. There was no window of time. Rabbi Gamliel said, Ne Menes. Mashma Ne Menes means across the board, no? Even where there's no time. He doesn't think it fits the lashon of the Mishnah at all. And the Ram argues on this Rashi and Tosis. And you know what the Ran says? I want you to get this down. The Ran says that the sugya in ayin hay, where it's discussing the husband and the woman, halacha l'maisa, they are both shema v'shemes. They're both shema v'shemes. If they're both shema v'shemes, then you say kan nimsa kan hayu. What's our sugya? Our sugya is talking about bari v'shema, and since she claims bari, even if it's vadai that she had bia b'shus avia, we don't say kan nimsa kan haya. If it's a bari v'shem or kan nimsa kan haya, it goes out the window. That's what the Ran wants to say. Again, what we're saying, Pinchas, is that Rashi and Tosfos say that our shot in our Mishnah is that there was a window of time where she could have been raped by another man after the Nisuin. Because if you don't say like that, then the reis of the father's chazaka goes up in smoke. Right? That's how Rashi and Tosfos touch the Mishnah. Comes along the Ran, Diramaska Garcini, and he says, I'm sorry. The Mishnah's mashma that the machlokes arose immediately. It says nemenis mashma, even where there was no time to be raped by someone else. So the Ran says, how do you destroy a distinction between the two sugyas? He says beautifully. He says when it's shema v'shema, then you get into a problem of what? Not a problem, but you get into the topic of kan nimsa kan haya. No one knows when the moon arose, neither the man or the woman, right? She doesn't know either. You follow me? So then you say kan nimsa kan haya. Our sugya, she's a bari. She never said kanim sekan haya. So even if the reyesa would emerge while she was what? Bershu savia? That's not a reyesa in the chazaka. Because she's a bari anyway. So the bari what? The bari trumps that. So that's a major machlokes Rashi Tosfos against the Ran. Now I was thinking to myself, one second. I was thinking to myself, I want you to get this. I was thinking to myself that according to Rashi and Tosfos, that there was a window of time that she was raped after the Nisuin. So why didn't she say Mishanisani Nenasti? Why did she say Misharastani Nenasti? You're my Kasha. Baruch Shem Mechavin the Shmaitza. According to Rashi and Tosfos, that you have to say there was a window of time that she was raped by another man after Nisuin. So why did she say Misharastani Nenasti? You know what I'm saying? Say Mishanisani. Mishanisani Nenasti. Mishachar Nisuin Nenasti. You follow me? So the Shmaitz and the Hafla, the Shmaitz and Shmaitz of Beis Perichas ask this Kasha and Hafla, and they say beautifully, the Tosfos Rosh says it beferish. They say, no, she didn't claim Mishirastani after the Nisuin I was raped. She said Mishirastani Nenati after the Nisuin, but she has a Migu. She has a Migu to say that she was raped after the Nisuin. And therefore, Lamaisa, you have to establish it that there's a window of time that could have happened. But it's in the Tosfos Rosh says the same thing. He says, even though Lidvarei she was raped Bershus Avia, and you should say Kanim Sekan Haya, right? Should be a Reyesa in his Chazaka. But since she's believed in the Migu, it's good. She's believed in the Migu, it's good. Where the Ran says no. The Ran argues on Tosfos and says no. The Ran says when in Ayin Hay, they're both Shema V'Shemas, then you could say Kanim Sekan Haya. But in our sugya, it's a bari v'shema. So she's a bari. You don't say kan nimsa kan haya. And that's what Rabbi Chanan says, the Gufa Machloikis Rashi and Taisus hold that Kanim Sakanai is a Reis in the Cheskuf. According to Ran, it's a Chazaka Vadai. It's not just Stam a Reis. It's Mashma like that, the Ritf and the Ran too. Because the Ritf and the Ran say you don't need a, he doesn't even need a get. Once you say Kanim Sakanai, done. So Kamek Achtos, you don't even need a Kedu, you don't even need a get. According to the Ran and the Sugyanite, hey. Kanim Sakanai, the whole thing goes up in smoke. So it's a Din Vadai, it's a Chazaka, it's not just Stam a Reis. According to Rashi, tells Rashi, still maybe we need to get in the chumra. So does everyone get this machlokes? Everyone got that chlor?
What was the answer?
Well, the answer is the kasha that we asked, the haflon and the shemites from Machamatu, is why didn't she say from after the time in the suin she was raped? The terence is that what it meant to say is that she's believed because she has a miku. She said she was raped after the erusin, but she had a miku to say she was raped after the suin. So you have to develop that in the Mishnah there was a window that she could have been raped by someone else after the suin. What'd you say? I mean, you're saying the migu is mukaseitz. They're saying the migu is different. They're saying the migu is not that way. They're saying the migu is. They're saying the migu is. You know that she could have said, misha and nasti.
So is misha and nasti even a migu from
mukaseitz? Yeah. So everything. It's not a steer. Everything is going to be a. You know that, and that'll be a migu that needs mukaseitz. That's not a problem. Mishir Astani Nanasti also is a migu because he's just built it wrong on the ladders.
Higher than that.
Yeah, yeah. Just build on a, it's a good horror, but you'll just bring build it up the rungs on the ladders. But that's what Tosis means, because the answer Tosis meant to say that it's midin migu. That was the pshat. Okay, you follow what I'm saying? So that's a fundamental machlokes, because I want you guys to get this. Kanim Sakanei, I spoke about it in the Chabur a few months ago in the Koil. It's not exactly like a chaska, because the Hashem is you retrospect backwards within that window. But the question is it a race like Rashi Tosh? Is it a chazaka of adults? Nafkeminu is, would you say that Lamais you don't even need a get? But the Ran doesn't buy it. So that's what I want you to get down. One sec. Shimon. And that's what Rabbi Kivager writes. I want you to get this. Rabbi Kivager has a parish in the Mishnayos. Do you know that? It's called the Tosefus Rabbi Kivager. And the Yachin of Boaz Mishnayos. You know, has the Bartanura, the Tosis Yonta, the First Israel. Also has the parish of Rabbi Kivager and Mishnayos. And Osvav on our Mishnah, he says exactly what we said. Baruch Hashem, like the Rishonim, the Taisa Rashas, the Hafla, Lamaisa, the Shev Shemaitza, he says that Rashi and Taisa, even though the Mishnah says Mishir Astani Nanasti, and it doesn't say Mishir Nechnasti Nanasti, it means that she's believed with the Migu. Aye, it's a Migu Lahotzi. Migu Lahotzi is good if it's a Bar of Hashemah. Please get that Nikuda down from Rabbi Kivager. That it's a Migu Lahotzi is good if it's a Bar of Hashemah. Like you said very nicely. Shimon, I would respond back that who says according to Tosfos Rit, it's not lahotzi, it's a cheskes chiyuv. You know what I mean? So it's not a migul lahotzi. You follow me? She has a cheskes chiyuv coming to her, so it's not a migul lahotzi. That's what I would say. But that's so to finish this up, this mahalach. Let's look at Ayin Vav and Manaf. We'll get to the kashas. One sec, Johnny. Look at Ayin Vav, guys. There's a third answer. There's a third answer to who's the Tana. What was the first answer? Tavra. First. The Reish is Rabbi Shua. Second one, the Seif is Rav Gamliel. The second Teretz is the whole Sugya is Rav Gamliel. Yes? The second Teretz is the whole Sugya is Rav Gamliel. That's the second Teretz. The whole Sugya is Rav Gamliel. Okay? Now, before we get to Ayin Vav, we have to mention one more point. And this is really a very interesting Chiddush, which you have to say. But... you have to say it, halacha lamaisa, okay? I just want to bring out a kasha. Okay. It's not a kasha. I just want you to get in your notes the Rishash. The Rishash comments on this Tosfos on Ayin Hei Amud Beis. He thinks the following. That you don't have to exactly say like Tosfos, but what you can say is as follows. I want you to get this. He says even you could even say that there wasn't a window of time. Like the Ran, there wasn't a window of time that she could be raped by someone else. But what he wants to, what you could say is a conceptual, and he quotes a Tyson Chulin like this, that says, any chazaka that's not clarified, bishaita, you can't follow it. So that's exactly what happened here. You follow me? Since she was nichlasu l'shusabal, she already left her father, it's impossible to say she b'shusavia nimsekon haya. The Kanimsekah is like a chazaka shalozina basra, unless it was nisparer b'shaita. You see, when did we realize this movement came about? or this rape came about? When do we realize it? After she's married already, after Nisuin. Even though it happened when? After Erusin. But for a chazaka to work, it's got to be clear at that moment. You follow what I'm saying? That's what the Rishash wants to say, such a svara, Daniel. I want you to get it down. I want you to get it down. Because the Ran argues on Rashi, he says it can't be. He says that the whole sugya of what Kanim Sekanhea does not apply Lomaisa to our sugya, because why our sugya is Bari Vishema? Pinchas, you follow me? The Ran says our sugya is Bari Vishema, so Kanim Sekanhea doesn't apply. The Rishash says, no, you don't have to say that. The Rishash says, you don't have to say like the Ran. Johnny, you got to get this down. You can say that what? You can say that there was no window of time after the Suf for her to get raped. But since we found out about the rape, not between Erusin and Nisuin, we found out about it after she had Nisuin already, that's a bad chazaka. That's not considered to be what? You can't say within Kan Nimsa Kan Haya. Kan Nimsa Kan Haya is when you find out it when you're still in that window. If you found out after you left that window, forget about it. And he quotes a Tosin Chulin that says such a svara. It's a good svara. Daniel, you got me? It's a good svara. Very good. Because you don't have to come on to the Ran. So basically, if we were writing our own parish Mishnayis, we would write down on Yud Beis and Beis, you have Rashi and Tosis on Ayin Hei and Beis that say that there was a window of time she could have been raped. Then we would write the Rishash that there was no window of time, but you could still say Halacha L'maaseh that she wins. And then you can say the Ran that says, like the Rishash, that there was not a window of time, but he says what? He says the two sugyas are different sugyas, because you don't say Kanim Sekanayim when there's a Bar Vishem. See, according to Taisvis, you can still say Kanim Sekanayim, even if it's a Bar Vishem. Because according to Taisvis, the whole Thavord is a Reis. See, it's like a double-edged sword. It has its weakness, it has its strength. Because it's a Reis, you could say it even if they're in the case of Bar Vishem. So that's why I say it's a strength. That it's a race, you the work even in the case of Bar Vishama. So that's what that's the way Tysus wanted to say it, Lamaisa. But its weakness is that you still would need a get. See, according to the Ran, it's a chazaka, it could destroy the Kedushin, but at the other hand, Lamaisa, it's a chazaka, but it does, in the case of Bar Vishama, it loses. So each, you understand what I'm saying? Each one has a strength and weakness, how they view Kanim Sekanhea. Let's say that over again. According to the Ran, let's start with according to Rashi, it's a Reisa. So if it's a Reisa, so its weakness is that you wouldn't blow up to say that there's no Kedusha, unless you would say you need a get lechum. But on the other hand, you could still say it even in the case of Bar Vishama. That's why he compares the two sugyas. And he stands on his head and says there's a window of time where she could have been raped by someone else. According to the Ran, it's a chazak avada like the Rit and the Ra'ah, that Kanim Sekanhea can destroy the Kedushin you wouldn't even get. That's a strength. But its weakness is that it only speaks to when they're both Shema and the Shemas. If one's a Bar Vishema like your base, it doesn't work. So that's a beautiful Rishash I saw. He quotes the Tyson Chulin, I think Daf Yud Aleph from an Aleph. Tyson Chulin, he quotes this Rishash. The Rishash quotes this. Yeah. He quotes this an Ayin Hay. He quotes it in Toysis and Chulin that says it. Okay, good. Let's get to the Ran. Let's get to Ayin Hay now. Ayin Vav. Yeah, I underline it right here. He quotes a Toysis and Chulin. Yud Aleph from an Aleph. Excellent. Kol Shul Onoda. Kol Shul Onoda. Chazak B'Shaitin. Shbarakach Lonazin and Basre. Vachanami. Nomer B'Chazak Amukheris. Tekan Nitzu Kan Hayim. Okay, ready, Jeremy? Ayin Vav from an Aleph. Ravashi. Let's go. Yeah, Johnny, go ahead. Yeah.
Doesn't the girl know when the moon?
No, she doesn't. You don't know sometimes when a moon comes up. She's not checking her body all the time. It's very possible that she doesn't know.
Yeah.
You don't know? Yeah, a lot of times. A lot of times people don't know that there's a bruise on their body. Absolutely. That's the assumption. Okay? I'm glad he asked it. That's the assumption. Both are Shema the Shemas. Okay, go ahead. Everyone got it? I involve him in Alf, Ravashi Umar. Sixth line. Go ahead. There's a third answer to this theater. Who's the Reish? What's the Reish safe? Go ahead, Ravashi Omar.
Mana
La'aba.
Oh,
what does that mean, guys? This is a genius answer. Who wins the Reish? Who do we say wins the Reish? The Baal. You know what we're talking about? She's claiming the Ksuba on behalf of her father. She's claiming the Ksuba on behalf of her father. Okay, so the Cheskes Aguf that she has cannot help her because she's claiming on behalf of the father. Her cheskes aguf cannot help the father. Therefore, who wins? His cheskes mamon. It's very interesting. Okay? We're talking about she's claiming on behalf of the father, not for herself. So therefore, her cheskes aguf cannot help her father. Doesn't spill over. Go ahead. The seifa. Oh, what's the seifa talking about? Where she's claiming the ksuba for herself. Mana li. Then her cheskes aguf can what help her, and then she wins. Clear? That's his answer. The whole mission could be Rogam Leel too, though. Rav and Rav Ashi will both agree on that. The whole mission could be Rogam Leel, but this Rav Ashi comes up with this ingenious answer. Now, as Jeremy and Beryl asked me, they said, Rebbe, why is it that her cheskes aguf can't help for the father? Why can't it? So that's if you're learning Ayin Hayim and Aleph Be'in. That we're not doing. But I have to at least give one answer to that kasha. Okay? There's a bunch of answers to that kasha. But the kasha screams right off the daf. So I'll give you one answer to that kasha, which we mentioned a while ago. That's why I want to say it. The answer is from Epshimon. And that is that a chazaka, cheskes aguf, is the champion. Remember we said the super heavyweight of chazakas when we did Tesamat Aleph? But that's only a super heavyweight when it's directly answering the question. If you're not directly answering the question, the cheskes aguf speaks to her. The father is the one who wants the ksuba. You can't say, oh, her cheskes aguf can help and indirectly help the father. It only has to answer the shorish asafik. Chazakas resolves fakis on the shorish asafik. The shorish asafik is the father, where the father was, not her. That's Reb Shimon wants a tiny. That's Reb Shimon wants a tiny. Okay, so I want you to, the Shar Yosh is a Pirik Beis, Shar Gimel. He says, Etzim Eif Shalotzi Mamanei Chazaka, Kamo Eif Shalotzi Mamanei Deirov. I remotzi Mamanei Cheskes Aguf, because it's the champion of Chazakas. But that's what's Machri and the Makora Suffolk. But the Suffolk is whether it goes to the Abba, the Cheskes Aguf of the Bas is like a Chazaka Dama. It can't be Motzi Maman. You follow me? It's a beautiful vort. Okay? You got this? So, one sec. You got it, Johnny? Clear? That's the answer. Yeah, go ahead. Whatever the ukimta, she's a nara and it's arshul rishona. Let's say she's under the auspices, she's a nara. Yeah, whatever the hikitimsa is.
Meaning, really, the girl is getting the knaz. Really, she's getting the kedushin. Just whatever, the technicality that the.
I understand. Whatever the hikitimsa is, but the maisa, whatever the hikitimsa is, she's the what? Whatever the hikitimsa is, she's the bala boss in the safe. Okay, let's say she became a bogeris already, and the first case she's a nara morasa. It's just, that's technical. But Lamaisa, she could, if she's 14 years old already now, she's arguing for her own ksuba now. She's a Bulgarian, so say that's the case.
Why doesn't her chazaka not work?
Well, in the seifa, it does work, because it's helping her, but in the ratio, she's arguing for her father.
Yeah, so
the money goes to her father. So her cheskes aguf, miseyeh the father. That's why he wins. That's the ukimta. The ratio and seifa, as Rashi says, are both the corner of the wheel. Read the Rashi. Go ahead, Jeremy. Ravashi Omar. Go ahead.
What did the Shar Yosher say?
The Shar Yosher says that a chazaka can only be motzei mamon, a cheskes aguf, if it's answering the shorish asafek. Here, the father is the issue. So how can a cheskes aguf help out the father? Go ahead. There's other answers, but that for now, that's what, and we actually discussed that on Daf Test, that's far. Go ahead, Ravashi Amar.
Ravashi Amar Rehoet. Mahadar Nami Lukma Kulik Rabban Gamliel. Yechazaka Degufa Adifa. The Reisha Lahachi Lomanya Chazaka Degufa Lefi She'en Hatana Shala Ela Shalavia Shiktuvat Erusin.
There's your answer. You see that is Ksubas Erusin. That's what we said. Narish Nisarsa. He's the Baal boss, not her. That's the Hikitimsa. She's making the claim for him. The Gabi what? Maybe he's out of town. Go ahead. Exactly. Very, very good. So Rashi says both Rav and Ravash are trying to make the mission like Rogam Leel. Okay? And we said this pshat. So let me answer the following. The Sefer B'nei Ahuva points out, he says, why do none of the poskim mention this? When discussing our Mishnah, none of the posts can mention, okay, that this Tanai that our Mishnah has talking about there's a window of time where she could have been raped by another man. The Rashi and Tosfos that we learned, no one quotes that Rav Gamliel is believed, only in a situation where there was time she could have been raped by another man. Why not? We just said Rashi and Tosfos, Kamer Rav Gamliel wins, in our Mishnah? Only if there's another time, where there's a window of time where she could have been raped after what? After the chuppah. Why don't the poskim quote it? Says the Sefer Bnei Ahuva. In Ishus Pirik Yud Aleph Halachit Aleph. It's a great horror, no? What's the answer? The answer is, you only have to say Rashi and Tosfos. If Rashi and Tosfos are commenting with the new, within Rava, we paskin like Rav Ashi. If you paskin like Rav Ashi, that whole answer falls. And that's why the poskim don't quote it. Because you don't have to say according to Rav Ashi there was time after the chuppah. So an ingenious pshat. The Aflos says the same thing in Simon Samachesiv Kon Yitzayin, and the Beis Yaakov says similar in Siftes. Simon Samachesiv Tes. I want you to get that horror. The Aflos is in Simon Samachesiv Kon Yitzayin. In the back of his Sefer has a Kuntras Achron, Reh Simonim. Comment is on Shulchan Aruch. And Rabbi Yaakov then, the Sivis in the Beis Yaakov is Siftes. You got this horror? This is Shtickle Torah, guys. Okay? Now, I forgot to mention the Rashash, his Svarah that we said on his own. There is a Shita that says it Beferish in Rishonim. Who says it Beferish in Rishonim? The Shita Mekubetzis. Lamnam Tiritz HaShita, the Beis Yaakov quotes in Ayin Vavim and Aleph. So there is a Shita Mekubetzis that says it Beferish like the Rashash. Okay? The Nesivis quotes it. So, and your notes, when you wrote the Rishash, now write that there's a Shita Mekubetzis and Ayin Vav and Aleph that the Beis Yaakov quotes, that says the same thing to Rishash. That you don't have to say like Tosfos that there was a window of time and she could have been raped by another man. Even if not, but since the Chazaka emerged outside its window, it's not a good Chazaka. You don't say Kanim Sekanai. So Rishash is a Mechus Mechavim to Rishin. Okay, does everyone got the shtickle? But that is a beautiful aura. Why no one mentions what Rashi? We write that in our parish, Mishnayos as well. That the reason why the poskim don't quote is the Bnei Ahuva with the Aflo, because that Rashi Taisa's shot is within Rava. We pass like Rav Ashi. Okay, that's the second. What did you say?
The Ritva could say they had Bila altered, instead of saying there's not. They didn't either say that there was enough time for her to be raped because they hold like Rav Ashi.
The Ra'ah and the Ritva, say Beferish that. The Ra'ah and the Ritva said Beferish, you don't even get on Ayin Ham and Aleph. The Ra'ah and the Ritva didn't comment. They didn't. The Ra'ah and the Ritva, the Ra'ah just argued with Maisa. The Ra'ah and the Ritva didn't comment on that. The Ra'ah and the Ritva didn't say that there was no Zman.
The Shita Mekubetzis says that on our Mishnah.
That it was Miad?
That they say Miad, but Rashi says not Miad.
Okay, good. You said the Ra'ah and the Ra'ah said the same thing? I didn't see the Ra'ah and the Ra'ah say that.
The
Ra'ah and the Ritva said that?
The Ra'ah and the Ritva said that they had beads.
It was immediate? Like the Ron's tiny in me. Like the Ron's tiny on Rashi. Okay, good. I didn't see it. Very good. The Ra'ah says that Beferish? Okay, good. Ra'ah and the Ritva. Very good. Excellent. Because the Ra'ah and the Ritva also didn't have the Gersa Migu in our Sikhi, remember? Okay, good. So Shimon and Johnny are pointing out that the Ra'ah and the Ritva also said against Rashi and Tosfos. And like our Ron, Lamaisa. Like the Ron argues over there. Okay, good. Excellent. Okay, that's the answer. That's the second mahalach. Let's go, guys. Third mahalach now. Chazaka. Let's go. Chazaka. Okay. We want to comment on the Chazaka Lamaisa, and then we got to get the. If we have time, we'll start your Gimel. If not, we'll do on Sunday. Okay? We have to start doing more in Yoni Pesach too as well. I want to comment now, third mahalach on the Chazaka. What's the story with the Chazaka and the Gemara? We commented on Migu. What about Chazaka? So, first of all, let's start like this. What type of chazaka are we talking about? So Rashi says, not that way. Rashi says a cheskes aguf, right? That the onus happened at the latest time. Rashi said that it was a cheskes aguf. Hemet isha cheskasu besula nolda, v'ashtu itnesu. However, I gave you the Rabbeinu Yonason quote in the Shittim Kavetzes Dimaskon Rogom Lirob Lazer, and he says, no, the chazaka is rove women are nesuos besulos nisos. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonason quoted by the Shittim Kavetzes Dimaskon Rogom Lirob Lazer. That the chazaka is that most women rove nashim besulos nisos. Where is that? That's Zayin and Aleph in Ksubis, right? So maybe that's the chazaka, right? Okay. Why didn't you think Rashi said that? Why don't you think Rashi said that? What do you think the answer for that is? It's because there's a reis already. She's saying she was raped during the between Eris and Nisuin. So there's a reis. We said Rov Nashim are Besulos Nisos. It's not true in this case. So Rashi moved away from that and he went with the Cheskes Aguf. So he says the Rov was also this Ishrafot. So Rashi went with Cheskes Aguf. Okay. Now I want to comment to you that the Ran on the Avtalim and Beis Betape Arif regarding Mukat Zaitz said there's a Chazakah Benos Yisrael Sheinim Mizanos. There's a Chazakah that Benos Yisrael not Mizanah, meaning they have a Cheskes Kashrus. That's what the Ran comments. So it could very well be that Lamaisa, many, the Beis Halevi, quotes from the Beis Ephraim, why is it possible that she was raped? That's not a steer of the Cheskes Kashrus. Right? And don't tell me Onus is not Shechich, because Mukatzeitz is not Shechich. So the Beis Halevi says, Chad Naran, I want you to get this, that a Mukatzeitz is more common than an Onus. Okay, again, how many possibilities? What are we talking about Chazaker? Rashi says Cheskes Aguf. The other possibility, reading innocent, says Rov Nosha Mishlus Nisus. Rashi didn't like that. Why? Because there's a Reis already in it. So he came out of Cheskes Aguf. Another pshat is maybe Cheskes Kashrus. That is very difficult because maybe she was raped. Being raped is not a steer to Cheskes Kashrus, right? And don't tell me that rape is not Shechich, because Muketzeitz is not Shechich. Beis Halevi says no. Rape is really low Shechich. Muketzeitz is a little bit more Shechich. So therefore, it is possible, Lamaisa, it is possible to say, and that was the problem in saying, Lamaisa, that there's a Cheskes Kashrus, because it's possible that she was what? It's possible that she was raped, and how can you tell me that what? That's not a theory, the Cheskes Kashrus doesn't help me at all. And don't tell me that what? That Onus is not Shechich, because Muketzeitz is also not Shechich. So it's Muketzeitz a little bit more Shechich. Okay. But the truth of the matter is, and this is what I want to bring out, is that the Rishash, here, the Rishash on our Tosa, the Ramasco Ella, the bottom Tosis, the Rishash has a comment. He says he doesn't understand the Ran. So the Chazak of here is not similar to the Chazak of Muketzeitz, because here there's a Chazak of Mikara. The Muketzeitz is a Chazak of Mikoach Rov. So he's Mechadesh that there's a Chazakah, she has a Chazakah from the time she's born until 3 years old, that her Ksuba was 200 if she gets married. So, halacha lamaisa, you see beferish that the Rishash wants to say a chiddush. The Rishash wants to say that there's a chazoke that Mishash and Noldat Shalashanim she's a ksubas Messiah if she gets married. So there is a chazoke. There is a type of chazoke like this. She has a chazoke that Mishash and Noldat Shalashanim that her ksubas is 100. The Ramban at Tetzayim after Maska Hachanami says even the Mukatzei says a cheskes aguf. Chazaka is that she didn't live with a man. She lo yet drusisish below Baal. Okay? That's what the Ramban says. Even if Muketzeitz, there's a cheskes aguf. The cheskoshin shelo yet drusisish below Baal. In other words, we assume that what? We assume that halacha lamaisa, that I don't know what's the pshat that Beis Halevi says he doesn't know the amkis of the svarim. But that's what he wants to say, such a chazaka. That even if Muketzeitz, there's a cheskes aguf. The cheskoshin shelo yet drusos ish below Baal. What does that mean, Lamaisa? Because the Rimi Lunil says we assume that we establish on a chazak rov nashim are not bulus b'shas kedushin. So Lamaisa, you could say that even a muketzeitz has a cheskes aguf. We don't assume she's lived with a man. We don't assume even a muketzeitz carries with it a cheskes aguf because it's not a steer of the cheskes aguf. I think that's what the Ramban is saying. Even a muketzeitz retains her cheskes aguf. Okay. So, halacha lamaisa, she's not going to live with a man until she gets married. And that's what it means. Rov Nashim are not bu'ulos b'shas kedushin. They are b'sulis with b'shas kedushin. So, let's summarize now. What does the Gemara mean when it says chazaka? How many different possibilities do we give? Number one, Rashi. Cheskes aguf. Number two, Rabbi Yonah Yonason, what? What's Rabbi Yonah Yonason say? Rov Nashim b'sulis nisos. Rashi didn't like that because there's a reis already. Because she said she was raped. Number three, Cheskes Kashrus. Difficulty with that is maybe she was raped. Being raped doesn't sosa her Cheskes Kashrus. Number four, the Rishash, that maybe she has a Chazaka that she was what from the age of she was born until she's three, that her Ksuba is 200 if she would get married. She has a Chazaka in that time, Halacha L'maisa. She has a Chazaka during that time. So that's therefore what? Only during that time, but I guess it goes forward. Number four is the Ramban that says even a Muketzeitz has a Cheskes Aguf. Even if she's a mukatzei, she still retains the cheskes haguf, that she never would be with a man without being married. And number five is that rov nashim are not bulas b'shas kedushim, yonis and lunil. So there are five different svaras, halacha l'maisa. Okay. The fifth is that Pinchas Rabbi Yonis Lunil says that there's a chazaka that most women are not ba'ulas at the time of Kedushin. They make sure they're absolute shas Kedushin. It's very similar.
Yeah,
they're very similar to the Rabban. Very similar to Rabban. Well said.
What about the... Isn't
that
the same thing as the Rabban Yonis from before?
Yeah. Lomai says it's a little bit different. Rov Nashim are ba'ulas nisis, but... That Gemara stresses b'shas nesuin. You follow me? That Gemara says robusus nesuin nisis. The Yomim Shlomiel is saying b'shas kedusha. You follow me? B'shas kedusha. So leaves the possibility open that there might be what might be a problem. Okay, might be a rape afterwards. Okay, let's continue now. Upon this mahalach matzalkin, let's get this. And that is that lamaisa. Does this chazaka, whatever chazaka it is we have four or five different possibilities, does it work on its own, or does it only work with an accompany with a bari? What do you say? So, the truth of the matter is that the Meiri and the Shiti Yeshana, quoted by the Shiti Mugvet, says the cheskes guf only worked with the bari. Let's get it down. It only works with a bari, cheskes guf. The Meiri and the Shiti Yeshana. But Rashi and Ein Hev Beis, Jeremy, what did Rashi say to your maskal Osun? The Ramaskal Osun. What did he say, Jeremy? Nine hand vase in Maskal Osun. No, you know the Rashi's already downpen that sugi. What did Rashi say? Osun? You see the Rashi Ramaskal Osun? No, where is the Rashi Ramaskal Osun? Telling you we should know about Pen. You can't even find it. Where's the sugi about Osun? Iron hand and base. I'm looking at iron phone base. Rashi, there it is. Osun. You see, Asun? Asun Lira Gamliel, Damar. Fifth.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Asun Hinemene.
Now read the Dibra Maskel.
Asun Lira Gamliel, Damar.
I said Asun enough times that we have to read the Dibra Maskel, yeah? Wouldn't feel good about it. Go ahead, yeah?
Asun Hinemene, the Chazaka, the Gufa,
Dibra. Underline that 50 times. Chazaka Guf is a super champion. Super weight champion. No doubt. Greater. Al-Havdol is greater than Ali, greater than Frazier. Greater than Foreman, all of them. Abdul El Haftolis. You guys are, when I was younger, boxing was a big thing, you know? Okay. You know Kenny Norton? You heard of Ken Norton also? I'll tell you all of them, yeah. Ken Norton used to have a style like this when he was boxing. He used to go like this. It's very unique. And then Ali used to go, they used to call it the rope-a-dope. You never heard of the rope-a-dope? He used to go like this, and people used to punch him, until the guy tired him out, and then he would knock him out in the end of the rounds. But I was a big fan of Joe Frazier. My brother was also. Follow my brother. Okay. That's enough, Batala. Back to the Rashi. So Rashi saying, Cheskes Aguf is Adifa. Cheskes Aguf is Adifa. So Rashi implies, and I want you to get this, Shittim Gubetza says exactly like this, that Rashi holds a Cheskes Guf is a superweight champ. It works even Bari Babari. Chesguf wins the Mimotzi moment. And the truth is, Rashi and Ayin Vavam after Maskochada. You see that Rashi? Ayin Vavam after Maskochada. Read that Rashi Chada. That's very strong. Wow. The Makam Chesguf, the Chesguf moment is zero. Put the two Rashis together. Rashi doesn't need, according to Rashi, Chesguf wins. Doesn't need any baris to help at all. Even though the Mirin Shiti Shana said it only works here with the tziruf of a bari, from the Rashis there, and I in Hamdez, I in Vamav, it works on its own. Aye, but isn't there a Gemara on Tetzayinim and Aleph? On Tetzayinim and Aleph, it says that Rav Gamliel didn't say what he said. Rav Gamliel, Babari didn't hold of a Shiti. He only holds Bari Vashema wins. So what the Shiti of Gubetza says is the difference between Bari Babari Vashema Vashema. Bari b'bari in a chanami, cheskes guf doesn't win. But bari v'shema and shema v'shema, itaka wins the b'motzi moment. So why don't you get that horror down, Daniel? Even though cheskes guf is a superweight champion, but the Gemara says at that time, I can't argue on the Gemara, bari b'bari doesn't say it wins. So bari b'bari does win. Bari v'shema win, shema v'shema will win. But in bari b'bari, itaka doesn't. You would have wanted it to, but it doesn't. And Tosis on Lamed Vavim and Aleph, Dibur Maskal Chareshis, And I involve, again, I'm involved in the Maskar Resha, and Tosin, I involve in the says that according to Gamliel, it wins Bidin Chazaka, even if she says Shema. Because the Iker Tam is Cheskas Aguf. So the Pnei Yoshua is very bothered by this. You love Cheskas Aguf? Ain't Motzim Moment al Pirov. Rubba v'chazaka rubadif. How can you ever be Motzim Moment based on a Chazaka? A Rov you can't, and a Rov is better than a Chazaka.
So that's when they're up against each other.
Oh. So the first Teretz he says, very good, Denise. His first Teretz says, Enoch HaMacharov is only when the Nitfa is a Bari. But if the Nitfa is a Shema, you do go Basrov. If the Nitfa is a Shema, you still go Basrov. That's one Teretz. Second Teretz he says, like you, that Rubu Chazaka Ruadif when they're against one another. Because the Rov tells me that it's misfired, that the Chazak is finished. You don't go bust to the Chazak anymore. But if they're not against one another, then in fact, what? The Chazak is even Adif Mirov. And therefore, he says you could be Motzi Momin. That's the Pnei Yoshua. Pnei Yoshua says. Pnei Yoshua says this pshat, and I involve him at Aleph. And the Nesivus, and I in Hamid Bey says, when we say Rubu Chazak Ruadif, that's only by a Cheskes Momin. But he says what we said. Cheska Guf is a superweight champion, and it beats out Lamaisa. Cheska Guf beats out Rose. That speaks to what we're saying. It would have been just unbelievable if it would have worked even Bari Babari, but it's against the Gemara. And Tetzainam and Alfin Subit says Bari Babari, Rabbi Gil says you don't win. But if you love Cheska Guf so much, shouldn't it have worked even against a Bari Babari? It doesn't. So you have to Mechalak, it says a Bari Babari, it doesn't. But with the best, it would have been unbelievable if it worked in that. But you have to point out that Gemara. Okay. Then. Next step, then we got to get to Chumash, and we'll finish it up on Sunday, this Mahalach. There's one more little piece we got to do, but I want to just finish one more point, and that is the following. Do you remember the case in Baba Kama? That the short gored the cow, and we don't know when the miscarriage happened of the calf? So what did Shmuel say over there? Motzav Kalav Arayah, even if the Mazik was a Shema and the Nizik was a Bari. You remember that? I understand. Isn't there a Cheskes Aguf there? That the Para was pregnant to the last moment? And therefore the goring caused the miscarriage? Isn't that a great kasha? The Tosfos Rid asked that kasha, right here. Everything's in that Tosfos Rid here. Look at the 5th, 6th Kiddush we've had from the Tosfos Rid. How can Shmuel say, Baruch Hashem Allah, Bar Yadav, Moskar al-Raya there? Isn't there a Cheskes Aguf over there? That established that she was pregnant to the last moment, and only miscarriage after the goring. So what's the Teretz? This is where the Tosfos Rid develops what he said. Because the ksuba is a cheskes chiyuv. The ksuba is the baal's mechuyuv omeid, and therefore Rabbi Gamliel passing like Shmuel cheskes guf wins. But the mazik and nizik, there was no cheskes chiyuv. Therefore, a cheskes guf cannot create a new chiyuv. That's where the Tosfos Rid says this beautiful kiddush to answer that kasha. See, I said it to you, I didn't say what kasha was trying to answer. And the Tosfos Rid says, why didn't the Gemara say it then, our Gemara? To distinguish between Malin Biotcha and our Mishnah, Mishnah mentioned Migu, mentioned Chazaka, mentioned this answer of Cheskes Chiyuv, right? That the Ksuba is a Cheskes Chiyuv, there's no Cheskes Chiyuv there. It says, Chadami Treich, Taima Nakad. That's what he says, the Gemara could have said it. It's an amazing thing. That's why I think it's a steer of that other Tosfos Rid, Daniel. It's Mamas a steer of that other Tosfos Rid. Okay? Now the Shev Shmaitze also asked the same Kasha Tosfos Rid, Shmaitze Beis Perek Vov. So I want you to, let's close with this, we'll get the Chumash. The Yad David says three Terutzim, get it down to this Kasha. Number one, he says, Cheskes Aguf never works by itself. You need a Cheskes Kashas with it. Lo Mahani L'chud Rak Metzir Cheskes Kashas. That's one Terutz. There's no Cheskes Kashas over there. Okay. The Chiddush. Another Terutz is the Beime has no Cheskes Aguf. Because what does a Cheskes Aguf mean? From the second the woman's born, she's a psula all the way till she loses the man. This animal was born afterwards, right? You can't establish a Cheskes Aguf in the middle of something's life, right? It wasn't always pregnant. You know, this cow that was born as a calf, developed into a cow, was not always pregnant. So you can't establish a Cheskes Aguf in the middle of someone's life. That's a second teretz. And the third teretz is that a Cheskes Muberis is going to end. It's a Chazakas Yud Lishtanos. Chazaka Shul Lishtanos is not a Chazaka, according to Magen Avraham. The cow's not going to remain pregnant forever. It's going to change. So its status is going to change. A Chazul Lishtanos is not a Chazaka. So three Tirutzim. Either a Cheskes Aguf only works with a Tiruv of Cheskes Kach, which is a Chiddush. Maybe needs always a Tiruv of something else. There's no other Tiruv there. Number two is you can't establish Cheskes Aguf in the middle of someone's human being's life or an animal's life. And number three, what's number three? It's a Chazaka Shul Lishtanos. Okay. There's one more mahalach left that we'll pick it up on Sunday. Let's get to Chumash, guys. Okay? Proud of you guys. Then we got to do your gimel. So we'll do the chazaka, and then we got to do your gimel. You saw this, you'll see it again, Lamais. Okay? We have to do the pesach too. Okay, what'd you say, Pinchas?
What was the kasha for the Pinchas?
The kasha was the Tosus Rid asked. Isn't there a cheskes aguf legabi that? Why does Shmuel paskin and Babakam with the cow case that motzah mechel of a riot? Bar v'shem alav bar yadav. There's a cheskes aguf over there that it was pregnant to the last moment and the goring caused it, right? So his teretz was by the ksuba there's a cheskes chiyuv, whereas over there by barring the nizik and the mazik there's no cheskes chiyuv. And he says, why didn't the Gemara answer say that chiyuv legabi model of yorcha because chadam yitrei time and nakim? You follow me? Shev Shmaitz has the same kasha. So the three theories: either cheskes kaguf, or cheskes kasha kiddush. Either there's no cheskes in the middle of an animal or a human being or animal's life. And number three is that it's a chasuk of the yishtanos. Okay, let's go to chum. Oh, we start saying vayikra. Kochim. So let's start with what is the purpose of karbonos? It's a tachlis of karbonos. Okay, so. The Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim claims that the pagans used to worship animals. So we take their deities and offer them to Hashem, destroy them and offer them to Hashem. It's like a beer of Avodah Zarah. That's the purpose of Karbanos according to the Rambam. Plain and simple. It's a beer of Avodah Zarah, and we worship Hashem because he's the master of the universe. The Abarbanel quotes the Rambam a little differently. Not a little, a lot differently. I don't know, I always wonder, he must have had a different gears than the Mornavuchim on this. But the Abarbanel says, very radical pshat, he basically says that religion at that time was people used to offer things to their animals. And Hashem wanted to ease the Jews into Yadus. So he said, be makiv karbonos to me, to Hashem. That's like chukas hagoyim, no? So always bothered by that. That's what the Barmanel quotes the Rambam saying. That the purpose of Karbanos was to ease the Yidden into monotheism, that Avraham Avinu built it, in order that it would be easier for us to serve him. You know what I'm saying? It's a problem like a Chukos HaKoyim, you know what I mean? I mean, Tysus writes that if all the non-Jews in America would start worshiping Lulavim, we could not shake a Lulav on Sukkos. It's a Beferish of Tysus in Avodah Zarah, on Yir Aleph from an Aleph. Nothing at Isis. If they started worshiping Lulavim, we could not take a Lulav at Sukkos. So, okay, but I want you to get the Abarbanel's quote of the Rambam. The Ramban, if you take a look, please get a chance, and his Akhtam of the Ikra says, I cannot believe this Rambam. The first Rambam, even. The first shot we said. There are numerous psukim that say, Reach Nichoach Lashem. A pleasant fragrance to Hashem. If it's all an issue of Sur Merah, of Bir of Avodah Zarah, in what sense is a pleasant fragrance to Hashem? So the Ramban argues on the Rambam, and he said the purpose of Karbanos is Asay Tov. You want to come close to Hashem, you really should be makriv of yourself. But Hashem says you're makriv of an animal in your stead, and through that you become closer to Hashem. And you do tshuva, you become closer to Him. He focused on, like I like to say, like Asay Tov. Whereas the Rambam is more Sur Merah. So the Meshech Chochmah has a beautiful comment where he claims, of course, both are right. When the Bamos existed, you know what Obama was? They used to offer before the Beis HaMikdash. That was an issue of like getting rid of the Avodah Zarah. You accentuate the Ramban's approach. I'm sorry, the Rambam's approach of Bir Avodah Zarah. But once the Beis HaMikdash existed, there was an Isser of Bamos, and therefore we accentuate the Ramban's approach, Rech Nichoach Lashem. In fact, the Mishnah Menachos, I forgot, I think it's Kufi Yudamanov, says there's no notion of Reich Nichoch Hashem on the Bamos, which fits beautifully. Because the whole point of the Bamos was to get rid of the Avodah, you know, was to echo that Bir Avodah Zarah shot. So there is no Reich Nichoch on that. But the Rabban has numerous kashas. He says Noach was Makrav Akor, Hevel, Noach. There was no Avodah Zarah going on at that time. I mean, you have to say the Rambam agrees with the Ramban, but he held the Iker was Bir Avodah Zarah. The Ramban held the Iker was what? You know, closest to Hashem. Could be the Ramban totally argued with the Rambam. But you have to say the Rambam agreed with the Ramban because how do you answer all his kashas? He says you have it by Hevel, Noach, yeah, Bilam. Bilam's trying to, you know, Bilam was Makriv Karbonos, the Pasuk says, Sheva Mizbechos. He wanted to become close to Hashem, not for the right reasons, but, you know, to hurt the Yidim. So he piles all these kashas on the Rambam.
So that's what I wanted to bring out of the purpose of Krabonis from the beginning. Okay. Well, let's take it a step further.
And that is that we find in the beginning of the Parsha, the Medrash comments that Moshe Rabbeinu is very, very weary to enter the Ohel Moed till he's invited. Very beginning of the Parsha. And until he's called in, he doesn't want to enter. And the Medrash says an amazing phrase. It says, Kol tal makachem she'ein bo deya nevei l'tov heimenu. Any tamachachem that has no midos, tovos, has no derech eretz, a carcass is better than him. What's a nevela? A kosher chicken or cow that you shoot dead. It didn't die through shechita. So why is a nevela better than him? So I once heard from a Baruch Soloveitchik, Zatzal. He pointed out that a Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah cannot be written on an animal that's not kosher. But it can be written on a nevela and a trefa. As long as the min of the animal is a kosher animal. So he says, the Torah could be written on a cloth of a nevela. But a Talmud Chacham that learns Torah, and the Talmud Torah did not impress his personality, and he's a mean guy, and he's a mechutzav, a nevela is better than him. Because a nevela can have Torah written on it. A sefer Torah, a tefillin, a mezuzah. But the Talmud Chacham that's learning, and his midos tovos are terrible, his midos gruos, a nevela is better than that guy. Because the Torah didn't change the guy at all. Didn't make him better. It didn't refine him. It's a beautiful shot, no? That's what the Medrash Rabbah writes in the beginning of Vayikra. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu insisted, I'm not going in until I'm invited. Our Rebbe, the man of Yisrael, he doesn't go in Derech Eretz. And Rav Aharon Kotler Zatzal, in his Mishnah, Rav Aharon takes it even further. He says the Torah without Midas Tovos is really meaningless. He says that to that extreme. I mean, Rav Aharon Zatzal said, it does call him a Talmud Chacham. Kol tam chom shem bodeh, but it says katalim chacham, right? Rav Aharon Kotler Zatzal seems to say that his Torah is really meaningless if he's not able to get these midos. We once said from the Rosh Kodesh Shlita in Pesach that the 48 kinyanim of Torah, that if you engage in, you don't have those 48 kinyanim, it's mamish gezel. Kinyanim, if you take an object without a kinyan, it's gezel. So we have to always look at those 48 kinyanim. But the truth of the matter is that that's what I want to begin with, that this amazing requirement to have midas tovos, it's not just extraneous. It's also within the Bismedrish, everywhere you go. You have to try to what? Shem Shamayim Nisayi Vayadecha. Every endeavor you do in life, you want Hashem's name to become more beloved. You have to check and ask, is Hashem's name going to be more beloved by this action that I am doing? Check it. Okay. Based on this, there is a theory that every Jew has chashivas. And the Medrash Rabbah comments on this parsha as well. Every single Yid has chashivas, no matter who he is. Every person built is built at Tzelem Elokim, any human being in the world. But Rav Aharon Soloveitchik Zatzal taught us that the Yidim are abonim l'makom, a higher madrega. Every person built B'Tzalim Elokim, but the Yisraelim Rabbanim L'makom. He had such a chid based on the Rabban. And we have to look at that in a very serious way. Every human being we have to treat properly. But there's also every Yochid, no matter who he might be, has a cheshivas, and it says, Ezel Mechubad, what does it say in Abbas? A Mechabit is Kol Habrios, every single person. Your Mechabit is Kol Habrios. In fact, you know that famous pasuk? I think it's in Yirmiyahu, I think. Rachel Mavakel Banaha. I think it's Yirmiyahu. It starts off saying, Rachel Mavakel Banaha, it says plural, the beginning of the pasuk, and the end of the pasuk says, Einenu. Goes back to Lashon Yochid. So one of the Gedolei HaKroyim said the pshat is because each person has a cheshivas. Rachel was looking at all the blood that was killed, all the Jews that were killed throughout the generations, she's so upset about it. And then she looks at the rabbim, and then she looks at every single individual. Every person is chashuv. And you have to realize that. And one of the great messages of kodshim is the koach of dibor. We can use our speech and we imbue kedusha on the animal. The greatest, one of the greatest, our mouths are like a kli sharis, or anyone who writes in the Shari Tshuva. We're a kli sharis. Kli sharis is a kli touched another kli and became holy in the business. Your mouths are mekadesh the Torah and the davening. So if we speak Lashon Hara or Nivel Peh, it's mechal our mouth. And any subsequent Torah or davening gets defamed. So that's a very important kiddush that we have. So number one I want to point out is the tachlis of karbonis. Number two we pointed out is the cheshivas of what? Every single what, in the cheshivas of what? Midas tovos, and the cheshivas of every individual. And number three, we'll point out the koch adibor. You can't have kachim without a koch adibor. How does the animal become kachim? Because of a dibor. It's an amazing kiddush, you think about it. Your mouth, you're not even doing any action. Hareza makadish this animal. Now you can be makrovit. It's amazing, the koch adibor. But also, there's a notion of bishonis. And that's what I want to close with. What is bishonis? The meat is not talked about a lot. Gemara and Yevamos, what Ayin Tesimah Bey is three simonim of a Jew. Bishonim, Gom Lechasonim, Rachmonim. A Jew is merciful, kind. What's a bishon? What's a bishon? Doesn't you can't literally translate it. You're embarrassed. Or does it mean shamed? What's a good translation? I don't know if there's a good translation for it. It means that you're...
reserved.
What'd you say?
Reserved.
That's a good translation, what Daniel's saying. Reserved, you know. You're not it's the opposite of being a mechutzav. I like the word Daniel said, reserved, okay? But it's also the opposite, whatever, it's the opposite of being a mechutzav.
Introvert
sometimes is negative because you don't want to help people. I would say the opposite. Reserved, like Daniel said, but the opposite of being a mechutzav. You're a bishon. I once heard from Rav Tversky Shlita, many, many years ago. He pointed out the Gemara in Brachos that says that a person that sins and he feels embarrassed about it, mochlin lo kol avonosav. Why is the busha, the mitzvah of koch of busha, automatically give you a mechiva? Because the only reason why people are chote, the Gemara says in the beginning of Sota and Daftal, is because the ruch shtus gets in your personality. Ruch shtus. But if you're embarrassed, that already removes that ruch shtus, and already mechilas avonus takes place. It's a koch of busha, and you see that in the parsha. Because if you look, there's different types of korban chatos in the parsha, for a nasi, for a melech. And it says about a yachid, that if a yachid wants to bring a seiris izin, perik dalet, I wrote down the pasuk, perik dalet, pasuk lamed aleph, it says seiris izin, it never says v'chiper al chatoto asher chato. Throughout the whole parsha, it says every chet v'chipra chataso asher chato, except by one. Perik dalet pasuk lamed aleph by the seiris izin, it never says that phrase. Why not? Because what was the seiris izin? Seiris izin was a nechaver. It was a female goat. It didn't have a tail. So everyone knew that it was a nechaver because it didn't have a tail. And therefore, since it didn't have a tail, a nechaver, it had to be a chatas. Because an ola is only by a zacher. You follow me? So when a guy would bring in the goat, Shalom, to the Beis HaMikdash, everyone would know that that guy must have turned the light on Shabbos. That guy must have eaten chalev by accident. That guy might have been boiled anita by accident. You know how embarrassing that is? Bad embarrassing. It doesn't need to say the chipra shechata. Because as soon as he has that busha, he's done. He's forgiven. That's why it doesn't say it. He'll have to bring the korban, but he got the kapara in a sense in Shemayim already. It's a beautiful aura, no?
Who's
I forgot to who points this out. Gedolei Achronim point this out. Maybe the Ben Ezra even points it out. Could be the Ben Ezra points this out. There's another chiddush that we don't have time to do about Orsamecha Halom, who's Mechavit Rashba. The Rashba got up in Shemayim and he said, there's a man who lives 800 years. We'll talk, maybe on Sunday we'll do it. The Rashba was in the 1200s. He says, there's a man 700 years living in Mechavit to me. There's a story that the... Okay, we'll talk about it. But what I want to close with this midah of being reserved, or the opposite of what? A chutzpahdik. We have to be kind, merciful, and the opposite of chutzpahdik.
So may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you the kaiches to be able to internalize the messages of kachim and karbonos. Okay, everybody have a wonderful Shabbos. Okay, let's stop. Ellie, you want that for the omen?
Sure.
Let's go. Let's begin.